This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today we want to look at the preparations for the Battle of Al-Khandaq, the trench, and what happened after this. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa usalli wa usallam ala sayyid al-awwalin wal-akhirin. Nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam. Ramadan is a decisive time. Ramadan is a time when truth is separated from falsehood, when the believers are able to go directly to the Creator through their actions, through their prayers. It is a time when the shayateen, the jinn, are in chains. And it is a time when believers are put to a test. The fifth year after the Hijrah followed the pattern of the month of Ramadan. The people of Mecca, with the evil leadership of Quraysh, were gathering together al-Ahzab, and they reached out to the Arab tribes in the surrounding areas, and they put together an army of 10,000 warriors. It was a type of final solution. It was more fighters than every man, woman, and child in Medina. And they made preparations to come to Medina to destroy. And when the word got to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he recognized that Medina was protected on three sides. On the right and left side in the Harra, it was protected by volcanic lava that had turned to very sharp stone. In the south, the tribes of Beni Israel were there, and the treaty between the Jewish people and the Muslims stood. But the north was open. And it was in that area that the believers prepared a trench. They had to dig a trench because they weren't sure exactly what to do. How do you defend yourself against 10,000 warriors? Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu anhu, the great Persian Sahabi, came with the idea that we in Persia, if we are faced with a major enemy, we build a trench, a khandaq. And so the idea was taken, and the believers in Ramadan, with the cold, they dug into the ground. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, did not shirk his duty. He did not stay in his palace, but he was digging the trench along with his companions. And when he struck the rock, he said, "I see Persia opening up." He struck it again. "I see the Romans opening up for the victory of Islam." And it was strange for the believers. How in this negative circumstance can you be so positive? But that is the blessings of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows the past, present, and the future. And so the great preparations took place. And when the Ahzab came, they were surprised to see a trench. They were held. Allah sent a wind, and they were totally obliterated. And Allah protected the believers coming out of the struggle of the month of Ramadan. May Allah protect believers today who are being surrounded in many parts of the world, and give us the victory on the ground as He gave us in the past.